Little Humphreys McGee for you here on this Wednesday morning, setting the stage for us perfectly as we chat with our special guest. That is Women, Wine, and Song. And that is exactly what we've got going on here in the Igloo right now. As I mentioned before, we got some special guests joining us and another great new business we get to shine our local voices spotlight on. And I want to give a big welcome to the ladies from Bottles. How's it going, ladies?
Good. Hi.
Glad to have you here. We've got Kristen, Laurie, and Amelia from Bottles, which is a brand new wine bar that has just recently opened in what I'm kind of calling was a wine desert. Really, we talk about food deserts here in the area, which is actually a very serious and important issue, and your neighbors are going to be helping that.
Yeah.
But you are kind of filling the need for wine in that new cargo district. Not so new cargo district, but bustling and growing cargo district. So what's going on, Kristen? Welcome.
Hey. yeah, we're excited. This is something that is a little new. We are set apart because we are focusing on natural wines, and that's a loose term. But sure. That is, we're going after the wines that are made in very limited production. So these wines are also sustainably farmed. And yeah, we're bringing wine into an area that's new in and of itself, and then also the wines are relatively newly being talked about. So,
and of course, like finding this perfect spot in the cargo district, I mean, it is a really up and coming, bustling district. It's maybe one of the coolest spots in the whole of Wilmington.
Yeah, that is actually one of the coolest spots because there is so much growth potential.
Right.
I mean, we have a captive audience. We've got, you know, there's awesome neighborhoods all the way around us. So
right.
I'm kind of excited about that. But yeah, we've got a really good neighbor inside the building too.
Right.
I mean, not only are we doing organic wines, but we also have this awesome market that is within steps of our doors.
Right. And for anybody that doesn't know where the cargo district is and really what the cargo district started with, it is like repurposing shipping containers, that sort of thing. It's over in the 16th, 17th area, Queen Street. If you know where the Alcove Beer Garden is and the Mess Hall,
right.
All of those businesses, that is where we're talking about. And there really was no wine bar anywhere near there.
Not anywhere near there, which is, it kind of was stunning at first because I was like, wow, there's one place in Wilmington that doesn't have really a wine destination of any sort.
Right.
And I would say in a pretty good radius, actually. So to be honest, when I first went over there, I really wasn't sure where I was even going.
Right.
I'm not that familiar with the cargo district. But now that we're there, I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
And what led you to want to decide to open up a business and get involved over there?
Well, the owners, so this is Kendra and Freddie. They're awesome. Kendra Bergen, she's actually the one that owns the market. And she, you know, that's her baby. That's her vision over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other owner, Freddie Giles, he's the one that really was interested in having a bar. So I came in, I guess, 3 months after all of the construction and all of that was done and pitched them an idea of a bar that I've wanted over the course of the past, I don't know, 5 years. And being in the industry for 20, this
right.
was something I've really wanted to do over the course of the past five.
Well, so, what an exciting time yeah. for you then.
Yeah.
And so paint a little bit more in depth of a picture for folks out there about what really is different about Bottles. First of all, I love the name. Super, super cute and obviously fitting. the market she's talking about over there, too, that is homegrown.
Yeah.
And so they really are beginning to address the food desert issues in that area.
Yeah, that's her whole mission.
Right.
And that's really, really cool. It's something that, you know, we all inside of the building believe in.
Right.
So that, you know, we're all of like minds. So
yeah.
that's really awesome. The vision inside of the wine bar is really to bring out, shed light on, if you will, a style of wine. It's not better wine. It's just made very differently. It's kind of taking it all the way back to traditional methods. So that's kind of, you know, what I think is the coolest part about it is that we're talking about very limited additives and sulfites. A lot of people are having reactions to those things and really feel as though those are something they want to stay away from
mm-hmm.
when you can't. I mean, wine is going to have sulfites in it. It's just that the ones that we are championing right now have very limited, the least amount that you can have in them. So,
and for folks out there that don't know, what is the downside of the sulfites? Like, why would you want to try to minimize that in your wine?
Well, sulfites in wine basically act like a preservative. And there's a lot of wines out there that do feel as though they want them to last longer on the shelf. So they will add sulfites to the wine. These wines also do have sulfites in them. It's just that there's minimal amounts. You want really minimal of everything inside of what you're ingesting.
Sure.
So these wines are all organic, some of which are even practicing biodynamic. These are wines that are sustainable, and that's a huge part to them. But they are quality driven. And so that's all, having all of that inside of one bottle is rad. That's kind of where we all get excited.
Yeah, I can see your face lights up as you're talking about it. For those of you just joining us, if you're just tuning in, that is Kristen Wood. She is the general manager of the newly opened wine bar in the Cargo District, a cool, happening, hip and growing spot in really kind of central part of Wilmington, 16th, 17th, that vicinity. We're going to continue chatting with her and her team that are here from Bottles that just recently opened, as you just maybe have heard, doing things a little differently in the wines that they're carrying. But we'll take a little brief musical interlude with Miss Emmylou Harris. This is Two More Bottles of Wine here on The Penguin. Miss Emmylou Harris, Two More Bottles of Wine here on 98.3 The Penguin, a little musical interlude as we are having a nice little chat with Kristen Wood. She's the GM of the newly opened Bottles Wine Bar. They're in the Cargo District, such a cool, hip, happening spot, part of town. If you haven't been, and there's a lot to go do there. I mean, we got the mess hall, and they're killer burgers. People are coming from far, near and far for those, myself included. Now the Cheese Smith is over there in a brick and mortar with their food. You got the plant outpost over there, the Alcove Beer Garden.
So much cool stuff.
So much cool. Half United Jewelry. Yeah. I mean, it just goes on. And then, of course, you guys now filling a void over there where there was not a wine destination there. So Bottles Wine Bar has just recently opened. And if you we'll have the whole interview online at portcitydaily.com. So if you didn't catch all that in the beginning, we were just talking about where they are and this new awesome wine bar opening. But you are doing something pretty different over there. And as you were saying off air, as we were chatting, it's not necessarily new to the wine world, but new to Wilmington's wine world.
New to Wilmington. Yeah, that's a really important part. These natural wine bars, and it's really, as I said, it's a loose term. There's no one definition to this. A lot of winemakers would say, no, don't say natural wine. They are natural wines in and of the way that they are produced. These wines, what's really cool is that they truly are alive. Now you're talking about these wines are alive and wild in the bottle. These beautiful winemakers that are so dedicated to making wines without chemicals that are being added to the vines, to like herbicides and pesticides.
Right.
They have to be more hands-on than, you know, a lot of wineries that are just using pesticides and herbicides to keep away, you know, the pests.
Right.
So they have to be out there every day. So it's very hands-on. And then the intervention becomes minimal once the wine is ready to be cellared. They're not putting corrective additives. They're not trying to change the way the wine came out. This is what came from the ground. It's almost as though the ground is the winemaker, and they truly believe that. So we want that to be what we're pouring for people. And that's why I have my girls over here. We've got Lori. She is our head bartender. Got Amelia. She's awesome. She's behind the bar almost every night. And she's always there Sundays. That's her day. So please come out on Sundays and see Amelia. But we are all basically, you know, really getting behind this movement. Not basically, totally behind this movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the other wines out there we love. There's nothing wrong with them. They're beautiful. But we are just, you know, we're bringing out wines. We're highlighting wines that have been in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
These are on wine lists. These are in wine stores. We're just talking about them a little bit more.
And, of course, there is such a movement, I'm happy to say, a movement certainly happening here in Wilmington and hopefully more globally, just for everything to get kind of back to the way it used to be more pure, We don't, you know, back in the old days, we didn't have all these pesticides and herbicides to use. They had to be, they had to do things the natural way. It's like some people say this is, you know, the new way, but it's really not. No, it really is the old way coming back. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And with good reason, because, you know, we've got cancers and all sorts of health issues coming from where else, but all the chemicals in our world.
Yeah.
So even if you're enjoying some wine, you know, why not have something that it has got fewer chemicals, hasn't been treated with those herbicides and pesticides.
If that's something that speaks to you, then we're definitely a good place to come and taste them. That's why I love a wine bar.
Right.
Our job is to put wines in front of you and let you taste them, and you decide for yourself.
Right.
Because wine is subjective. That's the kind of the most fun part about wine is that we can talk about it. And natural wine bars evoke conversation, and I think that's the one thing in the wine business that we all agree. Let's talk about it more.
Amen. And now I want to touch on for just a minute, because it was a new term to me, the pet nat, which is actually, I guess, comes from a French term.
It does.
But so you're carrying a lot of pet nat wines. So explain what that is to folks out there.
So a lot of people that know me know that I have this huge fascination with pet nats. Pet nat is literally an abbreviation of petulant natural, which is a French term for just simply naturally sparkling wine. These are wines that are fermented in bottle. So there's one fermentation, and it happens in bottle. A lot of the yeast that's left does not get disgorged or taken out like it would for a champagne.
Okay.
Most often, it's not disgorged whatsoever. And, man, the wine is just, talk about alive and wild. Mm-hmm. These are amazing. They're sometimes a blend. They're sometimes just a single varietal. You cannot come into the bar and not have one of these. This is made in the ancestral way. They predate champagne, cava, prosecco. This is the way it was all done 500 years earlier.
Wow.
So they're wild. Yeah, they're kind of sour. Some are kind of cider-like. Some are very fruit-driven. There's no two that are even close to the same.
Wow.
So yeah, we're geeking out on these.
Yeah.
Kind of hard.
And very cool. Again, that's a bit of a history lesson too.
Yeah.
Not only is it maybe healthier and more natural, but even a bit of a history lesson to go back.
Come and let us talk to you about these. We really like to pour them. I mean, these are bright wines and they're gorgeous. And we have a lot of places in the country have like 20, 30 of these. We're bringing on, we've got right now 5 by the glass, and I've got 4 more coming before the holidays.
Wonderful. So, ting ding, some gift ideas perhaps for folks out there.
Yes.
If you haven't been, you've got to go check it out. The newly opened Bottles Wine Bar over there in the Cargo District where the mess hall is, Alcove Beer Garden, and more coming. Bottles is sharing space with the new Homegrown Market, so they're beginning to carry some food and dry goods sustainably.
Yeah, what's
available.
Coming is actually you're going to be able to, I mean, literally it's one building, so you can walk around the entire building with a glass of wine in your hand.
Yes.
Shop some organic, beautiful, you know, I mean, I think we've got like what, makeup, we've got baked goods, we've got vegetables,
produce,
everything.
Yeah. The focus of the market is actually to be, if not entirely, mostly sourced from North Carolina or surrounding states.
Awesome.
So it's also incredibly, you know, small producer oriented, like really supporting local farmers. That's kind of just the theme throughout the whole building.
Which is just awesome. And again, nice to see that movement growing and landing in more places.
You can, as I said, you know, you can walk around and shop, which is awesome, but you can, you know, we're going to have wine over there by the first of the next month that you can buy. So we're going to branch out and do our retail side.
Very cool.
So we want you to come into the bar, you know, get you excited about some wine, and then you can go shop it next door as well.
And you can even maybe bring your furry babies and do a little shopping for them too. There's Bones is the little sub store in there. Mm-hmm. It has great products for our furry babies. Feline.
Very dog friendly throughout the whole building.
Yes. And I have to say, I was glad to get over there last week for the first time. Enjoyed a beautiful bottle of wine with some girlfriends and the doggies that were out there and just got to walk around and see the whole space. And it just warmed my heart. I mean, it is just the perfectly placed business and set up there in this great up and coming Cargo District.
Yeah.
And somebody was thinking to put the wine shop there.
Well, we're going to have fun doing it. That's the next project. I have to get the wine bar completely wrapped up and finished as far as what we're going to be pouring for the rest of this year.
Right.
And then the bottle shop's coming. It's a lot of work.
Right. That'll come. Yeah. I know. But currently the wine bar is Bottles. Yes. That is the name. You
Natural
can find
wine
them
bar
on Facebook. Bottles Natural Wine. Kristen, thanks so much for coming in. Ladies, glad to have
you
here.
Thank you.
And we'll see you over there at Bottles. We will hand it over to our wonderful sponsors and roll right back into some more great music after this here with the Penguin.